Parshas Lech Lecha. Tov Shin Ayin Hey. So in Parshas Lech Lecha, we have the Torah Toisho tells us, "Vayoyim Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha Mi'alutzecha Umi'miladetecha Umi'beis Avicha." You should leave your house, your artzecha. Go to the land that I have shown for you, that Hashem, I will show to you. Start walking. Everyone should start walking. I'm not going to tell you where to go. When I'll be the time, it's not like today, I'm going to get on an egged bus. I'm doing a road trip. And, you know, you can catch a bus here, catch a bus here, catch a tram here, tram there. You walk in those times, dangerous. It wasn't so posh. But the Kodesh Bogu tells Avram to go, he goes. And we know there's one of the big Nisyonis. That's a different shmooze. The Torah tells us that Avram did not go on this road himself. Vayelech Avram kashadibay elav Hashem, vayelech itoy loit. Lot goes with him. Lot follows his uncle to a destination that's not unbeknown. A tremendous nisoyin for Lot. Lachor is even a bigger nisoyin than Avram. Because Avram at least was there and was told, go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and told him to go. Lot was not asked to go. He decided to go with his uncle, being that Lot, oh, this was Rebbe. And Lot followed in darkness. He followed blindfoldedly his great Rebbe Avram. He went with him. It's not much that Avram had to take him either. It says that he brought with him, Avram brought with him all the nefesh and also his talmidim. He brought with him, actually he brought them along. You know, Avram had to be mamshach them to Gam. Lot went with his Rebbe. He wanted to be with his Rebbe. The greatness of Lot. And Rashi Taka says that Lot was a kosher at this interval of time. But we know, as the pasuk tells us, Vayter in the parasha, not very far later on, Lot is described as a rasha, an evil person. And this is, needs very clear what happened to Lot. And we've still had different shmooze in different years. This year I want to say another mahalach. What happened to Lot, Rav Oysa? Lot started off as a ben yeshiva, and he ended up in Stoim. He started off as a chashev talmid for the greatest rebbe in the world, and he ended off in Rachman Litzlan, the worst place in the world. So we spoke many years, I'll just remind you, that's a famous rule, we spoke about what happened to Lot. One was his going down on a road trip to Egypt for Ben Hazmanim with the mummies and the mommies and all those types of people, and too much mommies more than mummies, and he ended up in the wrong place. That was one shmooze. This year I want to go into the Pasha Kaicha Pesukah, because I think this year it hit me it's such a Musa Haska, but that's how we come together, hopefully, to get Chizik and to have a Vashtein, a Mahalach of understanding how to serve Hashem in the right way. And I want to say this year, new Mahalach in this Indian, what happened to Lloyd? And this lechor is mamish in the psuk. What we said from Lamais, that there are before that said the pshat that he went down to Egypt and he saw the machon. Egypt was a place. Mitzrayim was a place of mamish, the makor of his nus. It was all over the place. It was worse than the iPhone today. They had real life. But Lamais, yes, to stop it. Anyway, but Lamais, but they had Lamais unbelievable, terrible. So Levada going down to such a place,
Rachman Litzlan stepping into such a place, he wasn't on the Madrega and he got blown away. You know, it was just a couple of billboards down there in stone, in Egypt. There was no rabbis on the billboards. Okay, not even Rebbitzins. But anyway, getting back to the point of the Shmuz, Rabbi. So the Meisah, the Shah, what happened to Lloyd? There's so much so that when Lloyd leaves Avram, now Hashem comes to talk to him, and he says, Avram, now I can talk to you, now that the Russia left you. He went from being a kosher, the Torah called him a kosher, to a Russia. So what happened to Lloyd? So L'choyra, I think it's in the Pesukim, but it's such a fascinating horror about Islam. Chazal said like this, they come back, we can only go into what the Pesukim tells, they all come back to Mitzrayim, they come going towards the south. Avram kaved me'oit. Avram is filled up. He's weighed down. Ba'mikne, ba'kesel, ba'zov. They loaded him up. V'kitzi became a millionaire overnight. Avram won the lotto. Overnight he became a billionaire. Billionaire. He went back to pay back his debt. Sh'am sh'or lo'y b'tchil b'yibesel 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 Avram b'shem Hashem. He called b'shem Hashem. Now this is very, very important pasuk. L'choyro, that the Torah tells us exactly what Avram did. As he came up from Mitzrayim, what he did exactly. Two things he did. He went back to pay off his debts, Chazal say. He went back to the same place to pay back his debts right away. And then he went back also to the place where he built the Mizbeach, Hashem B'Rishoyno, and he called in the name of Hashem. Now, hold this off for a second. This is going to be a very, very important yisoid on giving us direction in this area we want to discuss, in the yisoid that we want to discuss. But let's hold off for this and that. But it's a very interesting thing that the Torah describes what Avram did exactly. Now, it's also a diyuk. It says he went to the place where he built the Mizbeach, and it says over there, Vayikra Shom Avram B'Shem Hashem. Avram Kol B'Shem Hashem. It doesn't say anything about Lo doing anything. Next pasuk. Now Loit was also rewarded for being with Avram, and he also attained wealth. He also attained wealth. Now Rashi says also. The gamle, but now that's one thing. He said, but the positive end. The gamle loit ha'olech es Avram, and also the Lord who goes with Avram, he had also wealth. So Rashi, what does he have to say? How we know he's going with? Who is he going with? Charles going with Avram. That's what the positive says. What's the positive Avram? Says Rashi, migarom lo zoyis halichosim Avram. Who caused that he became wealthy going with Avram? Oh, it's pashit. Avram was rewarded. Lo was rewarded with it. So who caused the fact that he became wealthy? He went with Avram. Now the pasuk says, "Vayhi riv ben roye miknei lo Avram, ben roye miknei loy, v'aknani v'aprizios ba'oritz." There was a riv. They had a fight, and Lloyd had a good taina that he's the yoyresh, and the maisa Avram is eventually going to die. He's the yoyresh, and the whole Esau was promised to Avram. So why can't I go ahead and graze my cattle, get a lot of cattle, wherever I want. It's my land. The fence is pretty much mine. Avram was tired. They didn't give it over. So Avram, there was a masu manandin. All of a sudden, Avram kicks him out of yeshiva. I said, the first throwing out of yeshiva was, here it was. Avram says, get out. He pardoned on me. All I get out of yeshiva. Unbelievable. What did he do? Was he caught with a video machine? Was he caught pot-handed? What happened? Maybe he was grazing in certain fields. You never know what was going on. Epikitsa, but the Maisa, what was going on over there that the Maisa threw him out? He ribbed. They don't look like this. I'm didn't tell you. Get out of yeshiva! What did he do? They caught him in a room. This, that. Give him a chance. One more chance, Rebbe. He pardoned or get out. He pardoned, get out of yeshiva.
It wasn't just him, it was also
Right, it was Shabbat, but he was in charge. They were under the commandment of no told them what to do. So Avram says, get out of yeshiva, that's it, it's over. I understand, they caught him red-handed, and with somebody doing something very, very not right. It's like he was doing a maisa's nos, he was doing a maisa. He had a ribbon, he had a taina. It was so apparent. That's you throw him out of yeshiva, that's what you get. That's what you tell Lot, go out of here. Chutz needs beer. That's the whole thing. But he ribbed, there was a machlokes. Okay? And Lot had a shtickle taina. Okay? So explain whatever it is, but it's selfish of Dover. That's the thing. Get out of Lot. Oh, so he's got a krum svar. So a guy comes with a krum svar with the biggest man. And so it's a krum svar. Get out of yeshiva.
There's no hope.
Oh, let's see what's the vort. We want to crystallize the vort. So, right away, the pasuk says right after that, Vayisa Lotus Einov, he chooses a place. He leaves yeshiva. Now, the Maisu, it's very important. I want to bring out, I was telling you today, he was the first one chopped out, but like the Maisu with Rav Shach, someone once came to Rav Shach and said, he wants to throw out a bachelor from his yeshiva, and the Rav Shach said, make sure you have to make a kafiris with him. You can't just throw a guy out. You have to know what's going to do. You have to keep it. So Mice is maybe doing the Pesukim over here. If you learn from the Torah the way to throw somebody out, he probably told him to go out, but he said, listen, I'm around for you. If you need me, if you go to the left, I'll be with you. If ever you need me, you'll need me. And Taka Avram came to his rescue very, very soon after he got involved. But the Mice and Lloyd leaves. He said, say that. My uncle told me to leave. Right away, Lloyd chooses to go to Stoyim. If Lloyd, he sees the great. They go right away. So you could say partial day, so every mechanic will tell you, Avada, threw them out, turned them off. But I don't think that's the pshat. That's for the people who want to, the bachur will say, yeah, you can't throw somebody out, see what happened to Lloyd.
They know this part.
Right? They know this part. But I want to tie the pshat as I say. What's up is, right away we see Lloyd. Oh, so I want to crystallize the word and say, it's tremendously sorry by side. And it's a partial show that everybody knows, but I think the concept over here is so outstanding, and I think it's the pashtus of psukim. And I think, like Israel was saying, very, very good, that Lamaisi saw something corrupt, something wrong, and this thing that was wrong wasn't just a little thing, problem, a din toyeridic problem. There was something very, very wrong in his core, sort of rotten in the core, that because of that, Avram felt that it's not shy. Not Shaykh anymore. I once saw from a big Gonosh Shishi once said over that he'll never throw out a bach except if it's Bin Ol L'Chaveiro. So you can touch that up also, it was more Bin Ol L'Chaveiro. But I want to crystallize the four, and I want to say like this. The Pashtus of Pshat, what happened to Lloyd, a very simple understanding of us, but it's the Pashtus touch. The Yisoid Hadvarim is that he became wealthy. That's it. Right, the whole shmooze is over. You can go home. Wealth corrupts a person. You hear very carefully? Where being wealthy corrupts you. Makes you a corrupt person. Possibly. It's not all true, and that's what we're going to say, how that person attained wealth and keep it. That's part of the shmooze over here. But the yisoid, what happened to Lloyd is, he became filthy rich. That's what we call the word filthy. Filthy rich. He became very, very wealthy. And I believe the Torah leads us into an understanding over here of what happened with his wealth. Wealth can corrupt. And Avram saw that the wealth had corrupted Lot to a Yisoid that he doesn't think he can work with him. And that is, the Sephorno writes, why was Avram so adamant that he leave right now? So Avram, he learns pshat that was more in Indian of Zok the Sephorno. Who should be pushed off? They both had a lot of cattle. They had grazing lands. So as Roy, not like Rashi learns a whole different pshat with the whole Shikul Torah, but the Sephorno learns pshat that they had grazing lands and they needed to get that cattle, they had to be fed. So Avram would go somewhere, and then Lot would come first, second, and who should be pushed off from who should get the land? They had the cows had to be fed, and it was land. They need a lot of land. So who should get pushed off? So there was a rift. They were fighting all the time. For the chen hoyarib ben shnei achim goyim, the knani va'pizi osbaros. This is Sephorno. the Kani with here, and they're seeing these two foreigners, well, they're, it's not their land, they're fighting. So it would cause them to look very, very bad in the eyes of the people living there. They'll say these guys are fighters. These guys are, and they'll start making. It'll cause a whole problem of shalom amongst everyone. If they can make riv, and their brothers, or we could also make riv. Avram was worried the chilul Hashem that would come out. But I want to say it's tremendously so. Avram understood very carefully. Yes, what's so bad? He made all the fun. He was on. He had a good time. That wasn't the time. You know what Avram said? Okay, about it. The Sforno's going to try to fool Hashem. I want to touch another Knaich over here. Avram realized that the wealth had corrupted him so much that he had forgot who he's really indebted to, who he owes a Kurs HaToiv to, who he is going to feel responsible to. How could it be? The chutzpah! The nephew! He's a nephew, it's his Rebbe! Not only is his Rebbe, the Gamluloi Taholich as Avram! Where does all his wealth come from? It came because he was with Avram! He has everything in life! Avram came in! He was a Yosoi! His father was died horror! Here's Lo, the Yosoi, taken in by his uncle! He goes around with him and he gets well, he gets everything, and there's a machlokes. You are on with your uncle? That shows not just stam you, okay, maybe he wants a little bit more money, maybe not, okay, what's wrong? No, there's something much more rotten over here. Forget about it. This shows that he's totally oblivious to HaKadosh HaToiv. He's totally oblivious to where he comes from, to what he has. To where it comes from. Avram said he's missing in HaKadosh HaToiv. He's missing in the feeling that he's indebtedness. He's missing the feeling of gratitude to somebody who he should feel indebted to. He's on with Avram. He's on with Mr. Schmel, Mr. Schwarzer, Mr. Tom Johnson. He's on. Okay, that's also when you're not supposed to take steel from the Goyim also. Work it out. But you're arguing who should be first. In the land, you are Avram. You have everything because of Avram. What kind of ungrateful person are you? If you're so ungrateful, that's going to lead to kfira and the worst of neighbors. And taka. I don't need a God anymore. That's going to lead to kfira. If you don't have gratitude, if you're ungrateful, it's going to lead to being grateful to the Kodesh Baruch Hu also. What's the next passage? Vayiv chaloloit. So Karashi Amar Yef Shibe Ram Yef Shibe Lokoi. He was a Koyf Be'ikka. This Koyf Be'ikka come. The Teretz is, you're ungrateful to your person, to a person that you really owe gratitude to, it's going to eventually lead to be told Koyf Be'ikka. And that's Taka the Chinuch says, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that that's the reason why a person has to be grateful to their parents. Kivud Avein. He says because first you have to show Hakadosh HaToiv to the parents that you see. From that you'll come to HaKadosh HaToiv to the parents, the father you don't see, the other shutuf, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person can't show gratefulness to the person that brought him to this world. So that's why Kibbutz Avim is such a stark mitzvah. Hukash Kvodim Kvod HaMokom, the Quran says in the Ibamas. Hukash Kvod HaMokom, it's like Kvod HaMokom, you have to be grateful. You're only here because of your parents. But certainly, if you got so much, Vayhi Riv, there could be a Machlokes, Bein Royei Mikne Lodeh, your argument, Mr. Thompson, is good. But you're arguing with the person that gave you your whole sustenance, that you're wealthy, but God, what happened? Wealthiness corrupts. After you all of a sudden became a very wealthy man. Oh, been a baldei, what nice golden suspenders, beautiful eyeglasses, golden eyeglasses. He has snuff, a beautiful snuff box, $400,000 snuff box. He's walking around, comes out of this field with his suspenders, lifts him up. I think this land is good. This is your uncle's land. My uncle, if you know, paid me, you know, nice glass of wine. But now my uncle, who's my uncle? Who's your uncle? You have everything because... Wait, who's your uncle? Everything's because of your uncle. Avram sees it's possibly a river. Okay, they had all of it. So Avram could walk in and say, listen. But he said, okay, listen, this is not the right thing. No, he's not listening. But he river. It continued. He didn't stop. Oh... And that could be pshat also, Rabbi Yisrael. Ki anoshim achim anochnu. What's the lashon anoshim achim? So Rashi knows pshat. The other thing about pshat, Rashi knows pshat. We look the same. Maybe it's another pshat in that, Rabbi Yisrael. Ki anoshim achim. I used to be your Rebbe. I used to be someone above you, like your father. Now what are we? We're like two brothers. You treat it, what's the lashon? We're brothers. What do you mean we're brothers? He's not a brother, he's an uncle. So right, his uncle shot, it's like you call. No. Avram saw. Man, that's our relation used to be Rebbe Talmud, father, son. Now, Lot, you became your own self, in your eyes, self-made man. We're like brothers. Brothers fight. Sibling rivalry. The whole chapter in Mrs. Whitesburn's book on Chinuch. Sibling rivalry. We're a sibling rivalries. We're brothers now. What is Avram saying? They're brothers. The Teretz Israel is beautiful. He was saying Avram saw. Name, not like a father, son. I took care of you. I brought you into my house like a son. I'm not a Rebbe town anymore. We've been brothers! Each man for himself now. Ha'okal Earth, the next part of the gift, he says, we're like brothers. The whole land's before us. Get lost, Lord. Take a hike. Once you treat the Rosh Yeshiva as your brother, it's time to leave the Yeshiva. Once you lose the respect, the covet, and the honor of who you're supposed to be, you'll never grow from that, Arosa, because then you're in charge. That's it. I'm in charge. No, there's no one to look up to. No one to feel grateful to. And that was the end. And Avram saw. He's treating me like a brother now. He's arguing with Avram. You're arguing with Avram. He's your Rebbe. He's the one who gave you stuff and everything. I have a day here. I hold. I'm right. Avram said, that's it. It's over. The party is over. The mahal is over. It's not Shavuot. It's going to come back. Ataka. Next pasuk. Yifchalozuk Rashi. Because once you start that mahal of being ungrateful, it's over. So we see from here the yisoid. What happened to Lloyd Rabbi Yisai? The wealth corrupted him. He got filthy rich, very very rich. He became a man da'amar now. People looked up to him. He walked around with fancy suspenders. Started by Brooks Brothers shirts, very fancy suits, $600 suits, cufflinks. He was wearing mamish every day. Mamish Prada shoes, $400 shoes. Just one shoe, the other shoe was $350, a little small. $750 for his shoes, just one pair. He had 60 pairs of shoes, and he had a special royet stick. Mamish made out of mamish gold and silver, $4,000 shepherd stick. Just for a shepherd. The shepherd used to go around and go, his mom is a big, big millionaire. He's now Mandama. But nobody sees sometimes people can become wealthy overnight. All of a sudden, this guy was Yankel Doodle. No one looked at him in shul. And then they walked to the shul and knocked him over. All of a sudden, one day he becomes a very rich man. Ooh, Mr. Samson, maybe you want to come in. And then said, let's sit up on the front. And no one looked at him for 2 years. All of a sudden, he made one big deal. Everybody said, ooh, look who walked to the shul. The car he's driving. Oh, wow. Look who came in. And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about it. For 20 years, no one looked at him. He didn't get a Shalom Aleichem with his shoe all of a sudden Friday night. Shalom Aleichem, Mr. Samson. How are you? What happened to the guy? One thing. Money. Her money. That's it. Her money. Rishu Gemara. It's it. The money talks. If I say, Rishu, the money talks. He became very, very wealthy. All of a sudden, respect, honor him. But more than that, when a person has money and he can do things, he feels in control, it corrupts his head. He gets mamish corrupted in the brain. He thinks he's in charge of everything. And you see it, Rahman al-Islam, these wealthy people become really, really rich and mamish. They look at people like people nothing, and they treat people like garbage. I'm not saying that over there. A lot of wealthy people that are they care, but once they become wealthy, corrupt, they don't need anybody, they don't even need the Rebbeinu Shalom. Like a guy once in town, just stay out now, you know? I got the money, just stay out. Don't harm me anymore. Let's not me do the rest. You know, Chas v'Shalom, you know? Because the Metzias is the money corrupts. You know, the money makes a person think that he's on top of the world because he can do things. He has the ability to do things. And So how do we handle that Abayis? So Abayis, the Gemara Taka says, and we always say this Gemara, no one likes this Gemara. I never see any big, you know, in the Irgun Shuri Torah and Flappers, and everyone's get up and say, oh, this Gemara, because it's not a feeble Gemara. I'm not saying Dafka Flappers, whatever. But the Gemara says, in Chagiga Daftes, so the Gemara, Chozak Rishbar, Kol Midah Sheba Oilam, Hashem looked at all Midah Sheba Oilam, Lemotze Toiv Ela Anius. Cut it off, don't send this part to... But the best why, and the Talmud Chanan writes, because when a person has a muse, he's not boyed. He doesn't kick HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a person gets wealthy, he learns, I don't need you to rebellion Shlom either. Mamish, like we're saying, he becomes corrupt in his etzim thinking, and he doesn't even come out to the rebellion Shlom anymore. A wealthy person, B'derech Klal, does not come out to the rebellion Shlom. Unless we're speaking of what's the eights of the person. What they? I want to say this is the second part of this. What are the eights? Taka? How to avoid that if a person? Because we do want to have one. We want to have at least what we. And even what you do get, what we do have, everything is a certain amount of wealth. How do we handle it? And this is what Avram showed. This is the contrast between Avram and Lot. State in the part. That's why I want to go back to what we said before. Avram comes back even more wealthy than Lot. He was my bazaar. I guess Mamish. Avram was probably one of the wealthiest people. He was for sure the wealthiest Jew. There was no other Jew, right? But he was Mamish. All the yeshivas came to him. Right? He was the only yeshiva also. Sometimes he had enough to support his own yeshivas.
And he answered the door.
Oh, right. He knocked on his own door. And Makarim is bare. Oh, so the one has said the bit. Yesoy the Brisai. Is this Mamish Yesoy? If we say that the problem is because a person doesn't have a connection with HaKadosh, he's ungrateful. If a person learns, even though I have it all, but I attest it to Hashem, I believe at 100% that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. That's the first eight, so that's Pshat. He went to Mekoyim HaMizbeach. What did Avram do right away? First of all, he paid off all his debts to show he's honest. But more than that, he went right away. That's why I think the Torah is telling us. Right after he came back, where did he go? He went straight to the Mizbeach that he built, and he went to Davin. Because he wanted to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamet the Kadosh. And that's very Meduyik. Vayikushom Avram. What's it coming up? Vayikushom Avram, B'Shem Hashem. Avram had the fortitude and the knowledge and understanding. That I have to go right away. I don't want to lose it. I don't want the money to the wealth to corrupt me. I don't want to lose myself. He ran to the Mizbeach and to his Moida in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. And that is what Rabbi said, the most important thing of myself. I want to say something, Rabbi said, and I think, you know, I'm talking to myself now. We daven, everything. So much davening going on. What is the Kodesh? My Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu. We daven so many times a day, three times a day. We get in there. I don't know how to daven. Lord, we got in there and davening. And I think this is the Yisrael Rabbi said. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that no matter what we're doing and how successful we are during the day, you just made an unbelievable business deal in the morning, go into Minna and realize the Gemara says in Brachas, Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzvilasa. Wherever it's Kaveh Mokhul Tzvilasa, you make a specific Mokhul Tzvilasa, a specific place in the base medrash. And okay, Avram Be'ezer, the God of Abram is in his hand, is his Ezer. When he dies after 120, Be'ez Hashem, Oymel, hey, honor of hey chasid. What a humble person. What's the word humble as well? Such a. Fetra Benu Yoina, in the back of himself, the brachos. What's the big, he was saying such an unbelievable hesped on this guy. What did he do? Who knows what he does? Well, one thing he does, he has a set place. Mr. Belchbaum, schmaltz herring salesman, he comes in smelling from herring, terrible smell of herring, but he's a tzaddik, they say an unbelievable hesped because every day he came in with his smelly herring shirt and he died in a certain place. He was going to be a monk. What's so great about it? If a person makes a specific place for his tefillah, Ben Yoshua going to Allah at the Geshida, but he says if a person makes a specific place for his tefillah, he's talking about the house, whatever it is, but a specific place for his tefillah shows that he loves tefillah. He loves davening. If he sets aside a specific place for his davening, this is my place, that means davening is chashuv to him. If he loves davening, says Ben Yoshua, it must be he's a humble person. The other Ben Yoshua is Megalas of Mubi Gazan, a Baal guy that can't daven. You hear what I said? If you're a Baal Gaiva, you can't daven. Who loves davening? None of us. No. Who loves davening? Only an Anuf. Oh. humble person want. It's very simple. What is davening about? The whole way you say davening, if we crystallize it, what's davening about? Showing that you have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom, Rufa'enu. Baruch Shalom, Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Shalom, I need you. I need you for this, I need you for that, I need you for this, for Enu, for this, for that. If a person's a Balgan, he feels that he's in control. So what I need to do is, so a guy comes to Yeshua with his belly, frozen. What's he going to dine him for? He just ate a charcoal steak, and he's going to eat dessert soon. He took a break from Minka, the skier soon. His buttons are popping out. He's trying to, you know, what's he thinking about? Shaking back and forth with his belly in this front, burping up the charcoal steak and the fries. It smells mamish all the way to the front of the shul from his burps. The dessert should come out good. What is he diving for? The strawberry shortcake's waiting. His car's waiting outside with his driver. What's he have to dive for? If he realized that Kosh Baruch for every second, Kosh Baruch is benching with him, and if he gets 1 second, he could go, he could be a fat, heavy man and go down to a skinny chicken. So at the end of the day, he davens. He davens for his continuous health. He davens for his wealth. But that's an honor. The person whose bam is humble. But if he became a Baal Gaiva, he feels that money corrupted him to feel that he's in control. He's not going to get it. So Mela, the whole Yisrael of davening, who loves davening? Everybody's like, people are humble. That's what Mela says. If you love davening, it shows that you're humble. Because you want to go in there and say, listen, I know I don't deserve anything. How do I get to my Kosh Baruch? I'm going to go in there. So I want to get the connection. That's what Ben Yonah is saying. So Mela, of a Fizer, said, this is what Avram was showing. He showed his humbleness. He showed the Baruch Hu, even though you gave it, and I realized it was Avram's whole plan. He say Sarah's gonna is this and that. But Sarah Shal Dava, he realized that, so he ran to the Mizbeah. That's one Yisoid. And the second Yisoid, very quickly, the second Yisoid of how to be sure of the wealth, how the wealth could stay and not to fall into the thing, is realize that I have a mission in life. I have a mission. Like the Mishpura says in the beginning of Chelek Aleph, he says that a person knows that I was created to create to do Ratzon Hashem, to bring Kavod Shamayim to the world. If I have a mission, if I don't really feel that it's for me the money, I have a mission to do with the money. I'm on a mission, so then I'm not going to get corrupt from the money. I'll use it for the right mission. I know I have a mission that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a purpose for me. I'm not, if I feel that, you know, say it's my money, I go do whatever. But if I have a mission, that's also going to be Meduik. Before Hashem said that he went out spreading the name of Hashem, meaning Avram used his wealth because he realized that he has a mission. Oh, if I have a mission, so my wealth won't corrupt me. I'll go support yeshivas. I'll do the right thing with it. Avram went and talked about it. He made Eishel Avram. He made a place that people are going to come in to eat. He bought food. If he understands you have a mission, that's the second way how the wealth won't corrupt him. Those are two eights. But Lloyd, Nebuch, he lost himself. He was corrupt. He didn't realize that he needed to be grateful to Avram. And once he's not grateful to a human being, says the Baruch Hu. Once you start not being grateful to your friend, so if you're not going to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chazal say. Paro said, Mi Hashem. Who is Hashem? He became a Koifa. Why? Because he was Koifa, the Toivah that Klai Yisrael did. Klai Yisrael were the ones who built up the whole Mitzrayim for him. They were the ones who came, Yosef Atzadik came, and he saved Mitzrayim. V'loi Zochas Yosef, says the Medrash, he forgot about the Toivah that the human being did for him. Sefer Lichbova. That's what happened to Lloyd also. He forgot. But he really forgot about the Toivah that Avram did for him. Sefer, he was Koifa Be'ikr also. And that's the story. You want to show me your wealth, you want to show me everything you have in life. Be grateful for it. Forget it, because Moses says if you're grateful, I'll give you more. But the cause why you're not grateful for it, you lose everything, that. And that's what happened to Lloyd. He became an egoistic, only about on himself. Oh, he did chesed. We'll see next week's parasha what they showed him. If we're going to speak about whatever, that chesed that he got, it was a certain get it of chesed. He only did it for the malon. Whatever it is, according to the base of lady, he's only for malon. But the yisoid was, he became, I'm ungrateful. He's not grateful for what was done for him. He's telling them what happened with that. He went down to the lowest brinks of heaven, of Gehenna, Rabbi said. And that's what happens, Rabbi said. If a person doesn't, and that's what we have, Kosh Baruch Hu made so many reminders to be grateful. Because I'm Muslim, brachas, three times a day, David. Reminds all day to be grateful, but a person's Baal Gaiva is not going to work. You have to be grateful. A person gives you a toiva, he does something for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Learn to give Shalach Rosh Hashanah to your friend. And the second thing, realize that you're on a mission. You have a task in the world. So whatever Kosh Baruch Hu gives me, I have to use it towards that mission. If I don't have no mission in life, Lloyd feels that's it. He decided that he just do live for himself. If I have no mission in life, I'm living for myself. I'm not going to, if that service shall talk, you're not going to go anywhere. But Avram realized right away, by Yikrub Hashem Hashem, let me take the money, take whatever thing Hashem gave, bench me with. Whether it's good looks, whether it's money, whether it's anything I have knowledge, anything I have in life, according to what benches me, realize that I have a mission to do with it. Once you have a mission, oh, then you can be guaranteed that you will use it out the right thing. By Yikrub Hashem Hashem, that's what the Torah is telling us, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to be very weary. No matter what Hashem benches, be very weary. Not to think that Chas V'Shalom, that it's ours. When Hashem benches, it's ours. It's His. It's His. We have to be grateful for Him, and we have to use it out for the mission that He established for us. And if we do that, then we have a, be like Avraham Avinu, have a successful life. But if Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi say, if it corrupts us, and to think that whatever we have is for ourselves, that we have it is for us, it's not for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi could fall into the brakes of the Lord, Rabbi says. So Rabbi Shalom, he never, we don't follow the Lord in Tshuva. He went fight and fight until he, and that's very, very beautiful, Rabbi. And later on in Parshat Vayera, when they come to kill out Stone, so the Malach says, go back to Avram. He burnt the bridges. He already established his mind. He doesn't owe anything to Avram. So he burnt them. He never went back to Avram. It's a Pella. He sees everything going. He never went back. The Terrence is, he had burnt the bridge. He had come to a mother. It's not Avram anymore. I'm a self-made man. I don't need Avram anymore. And for that, he went to the lowest of lows. Rabbi said, this is what we have to realize. Rabbi said, let's take the blessings that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and first of all, thank Him for it. And second of all, channel it to us. Call Masha for because L'chvoid v'rosid to bring Kavod Shemayim in this world. Zeichu to be B'nei Avram, whose whole tachas, whole mitzias is full. The machi versus a need of whatever he had in this world, Vayikra, Hashem Hashem.